This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm going to receive since you just bust back into the studio.
I appreciate that.
I understand. All right, here we go.
All right, boys, the game of the year so far was Alabama over Georgia. What'd you think, Doug?
Okay, Ryan Williams is incredible. That touchdown catch is going to go down in history as one of the greatest plays in Alabama football history. But here's something to watch. Kalen DeBoer is an exceptionally good coach. He's got this pattern, though. If they get out to big leagues, they're really good at coming out of the gate fast and then hanging on in the end. Like, that game, they were up 28-0 and actually gave up the lead. The national semifinal last year, they were up two scores and Texas came back and had passes into the end zone. They almost blew the lead twice against Oregon, both two-score leads. Last year, they got shut out in the second half against Oregon State. Kalen DeBoer's amongst the best in the game, but I kind of wonder, you keep battling, keep hanging in there. It's something that, you know, it might just be a coincidence, but you shouldn't be surprised when teams come back against Kalen DeBoer teams. But, unbelievable game.
I love, the game was amazing. Unfortunately, I didn't get to watch all of it because Michigan State was playing at the same time, and I didn't have the awesome setup that you did in the command center. Mm-hmm. So I caught most of the second half, though, and it was so amazing. So much talent on that field between those two teams. That amazing 17-year-old wide receiver it's insane how good he is and how fast he is. Milroe is poised on and off the field. I love Jalen Milroe as a person. I think he's great. And the atmosphere epitomizes what college football is all about. As far as DeBoer is concerned, you might be right with that, and that's something he's going to have to figure out. But something that the rest of the nation is going to have to figure out, this Alabama team is not a Nick Saban team. It's a DeBoer team. So Kalen DeBoer is going to put his own stamp on it. It's going to be different football, and I think people are just this is what Saban would. No, it's different. It's totally different.
It turned out to be a great game in that first half. Alabama was eating the dogs. That's right. It was terrible in the first half. I mean, I thought I'd left them for dead. Wow. What? They were the Georgia dogs, right? I mean, I'd left Georgia for dead. It looked terrible. Beck looked completely lost. He had no idea where he was throwing the ball. But the second half, what a comeback. And to take the lead, incredible. Obviously a great game in the second half. Ryan Williams is unreal. 17 years old. Ridiculous. All right, the Big Ten and SEC are meeting in Nashville next week. The topic of discussion will be to guarantee four teams each in the college football playoff. Do you like this or not, Gator?
Not even a little. I think this is the epitome of arrogance that can come from the SEC and the Big Ten. Unfortunately, we're lumped into it. I hate it. This is disgusting. You have to earn your way. What happened to that? We're going to guarantee each conference gets four? Look, you may each get four in because the conferences are that tough, But you don't guarantee anything, okay? What you guarantee is that your champions get in there, and likely your runner-ups are going to get in there. And that's it. And I got to say likely, because who knows what happens from one year to the next. But to guarantee four from each conference, it's disgusting. I'm so disappointed in hearing the Big Ten was a part of that.
I love the Big Ten. But think about this, because things change. They're cyclical, and conferences go from being, you know, stronger to less strong. Right now, the ACC is in that. But imagine if the ACC has a 12-0 Miami, 11-1 Virginia Tech, and a 10-2 Clemson, and 10-2 Clemson doesn't get in because they have to guarantee a spot for an 8-4 Penn State team. I mean, if they're not going to guarantee spots, they really, though, do need to pay attention to strength of schedule. And they really need to allow teams to have some losses to get in. But I agree. You can't do this.
Yeah, I don't like this either. I mean, this is not college football. This is not what the college football I loved, you know, growing up and watching. Everything's changing so rapidly. And do I like this? No, I don't. If it's going to make them money and give them, you know, more teams to market, super teams, everyone likes stars and star teams. They're probably going to try to find a way to get something, if not exactly like this, something close to this. But no, I don't like this. And I don't think any of the real college purist football fans will. But is this something we have to get used to? Maybe they do. It passes. And then we find out, hey, this actually kind of sucks. And they go back to the old way. But yeah. I don't like it. All right, freshman wide receivers. We spoke of one earlier. Alabama's Ryan Williams and Ohio State's Jeremiah Smith. Which one is better?
Chalk this up as an impossible question to answer. Smith has 19 catches for 364 yards and 5 touchdowns. Williams, 16 catches, 462 and 5 touchdowns. But we have to split hairs. So I'm going to make the weakest of arguments. I'm going with Smith because he's bigger. That's it. That's all I got.
Listen, these are weak arguments, right? Because these two might be the best receivers in college football. They're both amazing. Are they both 17? Or is one finally turned 18? I don't know. They're both great. I'm going to go with Williams because I think he's faster.
I mean, I'm sure you think.
I think.
Yeah. This is an incredibly difficult question. Love both these receivers. I actually think Smith probably checks more boxes, but I'm going to take Williams because he's got something that's so intoxicating to me, and that's game-breaking speed and ability. He's got that home run threat every single time he touches the ball. He's a unicorn, and I think it's harder to find that type of receiver than Smith, even though I think Smith may be better overall as a receiver, but we're splitting hairs, like you guys said. All right, Army and Navy are both 4-0. Could either one of these teams make the Group of Five playoff?
I mean, they could. They have to kind of run the table here. I think Navy's got a better shot because they had the win over Memphis, and everybody likes Memphis as a team, and I think they're 4-1, so it's their only loss. Both teams get to play Notre Dame and each other, so there is that chance. I just think Navy has that advantage over Army because of the Memphis win. So, but yeah, obviously if they run the table, either team will be in the playoffs.
It's fascinating. If you take a look, Army's diversified their offense a little bit, and they have a slightly easier schedule, but only slightly. And football, the ESPN FPI both rank them of less than 1% chance of running the table. But I think Army sticks around longer because they play Notre Dame late, and they'll have some, you know, maybe they'll have some belief at that time that they can steal that Group of Five playoff spot. Here's a fascinating scenario, though. You know that the Selection Sunday is December 8th, and Army and Navy are scheduled to play December 14th. How are they going to handle that if one of these teams actually could get the Group of Five spot and still have a game to play? But I don't think they thought that one completely through. I'm kind of rooting for that chaos.
Yeah, if one of these two teams could claim that last playoff spot, that'd be incredible. What a story. But do I think it's going to happen? Not even on a wishbone and a prayer, boys. Sorry.
Oh, see that?
Clever. He's on fire.
This guy.
All right, we've talked about the Big Ten sleepers emerging from the past weeks, Illinois, Indiana, Nebraska. But is Rutgers, they're 4-0. Are the Scarlet Knights the real Big Ten sleeper?
I'm actually buying. I'm buying into a veteran quarterback. I'm buying into Kyle Manungai, and I'm buying into Greg Schiano. Yeah, I think Rutgers is going to be the team that emerges of that second tier of sleepers.
No. Okay, here's why Doug is going to say yes, and he already did it by getting to say the name Manungai. It's so much fun to say Manungai or Kalikmanis. These are names that are going to be, you got to work at, and now it just rolls off the tongue, and that's why you like Rutgers. Their 4-0 record, It's fine, but what they do? They beat Washington by 3 points.
They beat Virginia Tech.
Oh my God!
What you saw what Virginia Tech did to Miami?
Okay, I'm not buying it at all. They're going to have a dose of reality this week when they're at Nebraska, I believe, and then the schedule really starts to stiffen up. No, sir. It's not about Rutgers at 4-0. I still like Indiana. That's a better story.
Yeah, I'm not buying it yet either. Not as strong as Gator this, though. It seems like he thinks there might be bad, I feel like.
It's not even bad.
No, I'm kidding.
Tug's biased.
This is hard to do week in and week out. That's, you know, you separate the good teams from the teams that just happen to, you know, win every now and then or kind of surprise other teams. I'll be impressed, though, if they beat Nebraska. That would be very impressive. I might have to start buying then, but as of right now, not yet.
Does RJ Diakono play for them too, Doug?
Not anymore.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Okay, College Game Day is going to Cal for the first time Saturday for 5-0 Miami at Cal. Cal's 3-1. That leaves Illinois, Maryland, Rutgers, Syracuse, and Virginia as the only schools Game Day has not visited. Who's next?
You know, it's funny. I looked at all the schedules, remaining schedules for all those teams. Nobody plays anybody at home. All the big games that they would have, like if they were to do something nice, then they go on the road to play, you know, Oregon or something like that. It's just not going to work out for them this year. But in 2029, Illinois, on an October afternoon, they're going to take on an Ohio State team, and it's going to be a battle of number 23 Illinois taking on number 4 Ohio State. But only, I have one caveat, only if Brett Bielema is still coaching, because NIL will be solved by that point.
This is funny because I think Virginia's going to host in 10 days. Gators got 2029. If Virginia gets past, wins their next game, and that's BC Saturday, Virginia will be 4-1, hosting number 22 Louisville, who's got SMU this week, and Louisville will be 4-1. And I think Game Day's going to want to check the box. So I'm going to take Virginia hosting on October 12th.
October 12th?
Yep.
I'm sorry, October 12th?
Yep.
Isn't that like a big weekend of some games? Like you got Ohio State and Oregon.
Yep.
Penn State and USC.
Yep.
Okay. It's like the best weekend of the entire year.
Yeah. Texas, gonna be Texas in Charlotte, and Oklahoma.
Yep.
You're right, Doug. Good call.
All right, if I have to.
2029. Are you kidding?
Yeah. I called my shot. I even said I said a matchup. I said the afternoon. I in October 2029, baby.
Give us the weather.
Yeah, 54 and partly cloudy.
There we go. If I have to, I'm going to go right now. Illinois, Michigan. It's on the schedule this year. Illinois is hosting Michigan. So if Michigan can, you know,
They got to get past Washington.
Exactly. Illinois could host that game day. All right.
There you go. That concludes the Transfer Portal NIL marching band thingy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.